This is the Fitzy and Whipper with Kate Ritchie podcast.
This is exciting, guys, because if you're a fan of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, well, the first three episodes of Vanderpump Villa premieres next Monday, right? That's April 1 on Disney Plus. And Lisa Vanderpump, I think we've got her, joins us now on Zoom.
Hello, Fitzy, Whipper and Kate. Nice to meet you.
Oh, Lisa, how are you? And welcome to this show.
Thank you.
Do you know what I love about you, Lisa? I love this so much, is that you have said, okay, well, let's do another show. Do you know what? I wouldn't mind going to France. Let's get a chateau in France and we can do another television show over there.
What's not to love, right? Let's go. Let's do it, you know? I don't talk about it. I just get on and do it. I mean, hey, I'll tell you what. Do you know Jim Jefferies?
Oh, we do. We get Jim on our show regularly, Lise.
Jim and I are very good friends. Oh.
Yes, you had a little twinkle in your eye when you said, do you know Jim Jefferies? He's quite cheeky, isn't he?
I totally get him. He makes me laugh. And he's such a kind person. He should have been at the Chateau. Yes, he should have been at the Chateau.
Oh, he could be writing comedy for everyone, because I didn't realise not long ago when Brad Pitt stepped on stage to accept an award, Jim Jefferies had written his speech for him.
I know. Jim Jefferies is epic. So, yeah, if he comes on your show, tell him I said that. We love each other.
Lisa, I feel like that you like that wicked sense of humour every now and then just to break the ice.
Yes, not now and then. I like it all the time. So, but don't give me boring. You know what I mean? It's like, God, I cannot stand the benign, banal, boring. No.
Yeah, so true. Lisa, do you know what I want to ask you? When we went to LA, we took the kids to Disneyland last year, right, for the first time, and it was amazing. My wife, the one thing that we had to do in Los Angeles is that we had to drive past your restaurant, sir, and we had to yell out your name at the top of her voice.
Oh, God.
Why did you come in? I remember that lunatic passing my screen my name. That was you. Why didn't you come in, for goodness sake? Couldn't you afford it?
Yeah.
I bought you dinner. We did go in as a team.
We went in there.
We had dinner, and I remember you yelling at the staff because someone had dropped a plate or something. But it was a great meal. It's an amazing restaurant.
Oh yeah, the food at Sir is really good. Thank God, I've got a great chef. Great chef.
What other ventures are you doing these days, Lisa? And I don't know how busy it is, but what else are you doing?
With three shows, I'm working with Gordon Ramsay now in London.
Wow.
Yeah, Gordon and I are like opposing teams together on Food Stars, so that's great. And then I've got two restaurants to open, another one in Vegas called Pinky's, which is going to be an Art Deco restaurant.
How good is that? Do you know what's exciting, I think, about the Chateau as well, and going from what happened with Tom and Ariana and the drama there of the cheating, what concerns me about the Chateau is those buildings and that area of the world, it's designed perfectly for fun and romance. The temperature's often nice.
You mean standing at the Chateau?
Yeah. Anything could happen at the Chateau, like clothes go missing in the middle of the night and there's all sorts of nudie swims and
partner swapping.
I'm just briefing you on what can happen at a Chateau.
Yeah, I think, yes, I agree with you. It's the perfect landscape for a little bit of debauchery and decadence. It's got to be coupled with, it can't be just like a shit show. It's got to be encompassed with beauty and the landscape. And that's what this Chateau is. It's all the beautiful, poignant experiences that the guests bring to the Chateau.
I don't know how you stretch yourself so thin. Like, there is so much going on for you, so many restaurants, so many venues, a brand new show and all of these new places opening. When people go there, they want to catch a glimpse of you. So how do you share yourself across the board so you're ticking all the boxes and keeping everyone happy?
You know, well, it's funny you say that, because I know I've got a lot going on this year with three shows, and I produce two of them and opening two new restaurants that we totally have control and build out ourselves. Somebody said to me, what television shows do you watch? Just on these line of interviews, I said, oh God, nothing, I don't have time. They said, what books have you read lately? And I thought, Nothing. So you're right. Maybe I'm a workaholic. I don't really, my business is my life, but, you know, also I have my dog rescue as well. You know, that's,
That's right.
Well, you look a lot like Liz Hurley, I think. So if you got, if you set her into a few restaurants, then you could have a stunt double sort of moving their, your way around.
Don't you think that she's got a better job than that, than to walk around
No,
and say
no.
to me?
No, she's a Lisa Vanderpump double.
If she comes on the show, I think you should suggest it.
Okay.
And, like, yeah, she might be pissed off.
The first three episodes of Vanderpump Villa and premieres Monday, April 1st on Disney Plus. Lisa, before you go as well, do you want a message for Jim Jefferies next time we get him on the show?
Yeah, tell him I love him. Tell him to bloody well call me. We haven't spoken and we text each other all the time. And when's he doing another show? Is he like, is he touring or doing anything?
No, he's doing the 1% Club here in Australia. Yeah. He does a television show, but he's a busy man, but he needs to get back on stage again, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he's really great. But what a lot of people don't know about Jim Jefferies is he's like pretty raucous, you know, as a comedian, but he's one of the kindest, most decent people I know. He really is.
He's beautiful.
He is. Love you, Lisa. Thank you so much for your time.
All right, darling. I will come to Australia soon. So.
Good.
See you then.
All right, bye.
Bye. Fitzing Whipper with Kate Ritchie is a Nova podcast. For more great shows like this, download the Nova Player via the App Store or Google Play.
The Nova Player.